Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we are enjoying the book of Esther with you teaching us about your ways behind the scenes and the way that you've got plans and things that you are doing that we don't see, and that you're interacting with our lives in ways that we do not know. And so as we learn today more about you and your ways and your son Jesus, I pray that you will help us and teach us and guide us by your Holy Spirit into all truth. And as you do, we'll be careful to give you the praise for it all. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is The Published Decree, and it's taken from Esther chapter 1 and verse 22. As we continue our story, Memucan has given Ahasuerus and the other six princes good counsel about how to respond to Queen Vashti's refusal to appear at the king's feast. A decree was to be sent throughout the entire kingdom that Vashti was banished from the throne and stripped of her royal advantages. The supposed result would be that women everywhere would honor their husbands, whether they were small or great, and peace would remain in the kingdom. In chapter 1 and verse 22 of the book of Esther, we end the chapter by examining the action taken after the decree was agreed upon. We read, "For he sent letters into all the king's provinces, into every province according to the writing thereof, and to every people after their language, that every man should bear rule in his own house, and that it should be published according to the language of every people." We read that the king and the princes were pleased with Memucan's suggestion, and he did what he said. Therefore the king sent letters into all the king's provinces, into every province according to the writing thereof, and to every people after their language. In other words, the king took thorough and complete action. Rather than say, "Well, that's a great suggestion. We should probably do that. It would probably have a great effect. Maybe we should do that," King Ahasuerus sent letters, and not just some, but into all the king's provinces. His action was empire-wide, and even if people spoke a different language in some of the provinces, he sent letters in their languages as well. King Ahasuerus was purpose to let everyone know this decree. There was a reason for King Ahasuerus' direct and extensive action: that every man should bear rule in his own house, and that it should be published according to the language of every people. King Ahasuerus desired that men in every household bear the rule. Perhaps we remember Memucan's conclusion that if it were published that Queen Vashti refused King Ahasuerus' invitation, chaos would occur throughout the great empire. Sending these letters would stop that effort in its tracks, and order would remain. Peace would be the result. This response was so necessary that it is repeated. It should be published according to the language of every people. We can note one thing about King Ahasuerus as we think about this story. He was a man of action. And let us not forget that King Ahasuerus is soon to be introduced to Esther, who is the main earthly character within this book. This first chapter has given us a brief look at the man and the circumstances that God is going to use to fulfill his sovereign plan. As we reflect upon Ahasuerus' actions today, let us be reminded that God Almighty is subject to use different people and circumstances within our lives as we accomplish his purpose and plan. Our position must be to realize this and to take action according to his divine ways. Next time, we will begin a new chapter and see Ahasuerus' reaction after the decree was carried out. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word, in Jesus' name.